According to the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Lech Lecha, Hagam de Menadim Mistapirim Kol Hayom Vafilu Misapar Yisrael. According to the Halacha, it's nice to take a haircut on Fridays, Lechbot Shabbat. According to the law, you can take a haircut the whole day. From Israel, it's not a problem. Tov v'yashal l'stapir kodem chatzot. But if he can, it's try to take the haircut before chatzot, before midday. Ki rabbeinu Arizal, ayam makpid l'stapir kodem chatzot. Ben b'chol ben b'erev Shabbat Kodesh. Interesting, that Arizal, always when he took haircuts, he always would try to take his haircut before chatzot, even if he was taking it during the week. And this is not mandatory. But if he can, it's proper to try to take it before chatzot. V'yizayel lakutz sipponei yadav v'raglav b'chol ha'erev Shabbat. Person should try to cut his nails, his fingernails, his toenails, every erev Shabbat. V'im lo yuchal b'chol ha'erev Shabbat. Let's say they don't grow that fast, so you cannot cut them every erev Shabbat. Yizayel lakutz kol shtei Shabbatot, every 2 weeks. V'sarik l'kvor ha'tziponai b'betek yisei b'tok ha'nekev. We said many times, person should be very careful with the fingernails that he cut. In our system, he should flush them down the toilet. V'lo yizlekim k'lachariyad. You shouldn't just throw the nails behind you. Kedesh lo yitpazeru mehem bekarka betekiseh, where one is going to fall on the floor of the bathroom and somebody's going to step on them, to be sakana. Vim katzat zipona venezak ahad mehem she'ener roi. But let's say one of them fell on the floor, you don't know where it is. So what is he going to do? Yechabed amakom ahob bemechbedet. Let him sweep the area. So long as the nail moves from the spot that it fell, it doesn't have the power to be mazik anymore. But try to sweep up and throw everything in the garbage. So maybe the nail will go in the garbage as well. But if not, as long as you moved it, so it's less damaging. V'yizahir b'ksitzat t'ziponayim shlo yipilu al begadav. You should be careful that the nails don't fall on his garment. Because you can't shlo yakutz v'yaniach al begadav. You shouldn't keep it on your garment. V'sikil zahir shlo yaniach t'ziponayim afilu al min'alav. Not even on his shoes. V'en haluk bazeh ben t'ziponay yadayim lebin t'ziponay raglayim. Mitzvah lirchotz panav yadav v'raglav b'mayim chamim b'chol erev Shabbat. It's a mitzvah to take a hot bath or shower to wash his face, his hands, his legs with hot water every erev Shabbat. V'chaven bazeh l'tchot ha'kelipah miyadav v'raglav. And he should have kavanah to take away the tum'ah that's on the extremities of his fingers and on his legs at the end of the groove. U'mitzvah lirchotz beborit. It's a mitzvah to use soap as well. In the olden days, on Erev Shabbat, they used to make anointing. They used to put like oils on their body, the Chvod Shabbat. So the soap is instead of that as well. So these are the kavanot. Then he says, "V'harshi rachatz raglav." Okay, then of course you get dressed, the Chvod Shabbat. Mat tov u'man na'im al pi asod. According to the sod, how good it is litbol be'erev Shabbat. Because you first go to the mikveh, mat tov u'man na'im, to try to go to the mikveh every Friday. כדי לקבל תוספת נפש, רוח ונשמה, דליל שבת על ידי תבילה. Which is, you're accepting the extra קדושה, ליל שבת, put the תבילה. So he gives you the כוונות. תבילה ראשונה לטהרה, general טהרה מכל תומעה. שנייה, which is always, תיקון הכעס. שלישית, להפשיט בגדי חול מעל הנפש, you're getting rid of the בגדי חול of the soul, so to speak. ורביעית, להסיר להפשיט מעליו הרוח, that's the נפש first one, then the רוח. כדי שישר עליו אתה רוח מבריאה, וזה היה הידי, אוקיי, זה יגיד שזה כוונות. וחמישית, אז לכבוד שבת, תוספת הערה וקדושה ושבת, some do three תבילות, one כנגד הנפש, one כנגד רוח, one כנגד נשמה, some do five, some do נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה, יחידה. These are all כוונות, that's not so important for us to know all the כוונות, but it is a nice manhag to go to the mikveh, just from a concept point, to accept the Shabbat, בקדושה ותלה. The main ones are, number one, to get rid of the tumah, number two is tikkun ha'ka'as, and then all the other kavanot of accepting the new neshama, lechbod the Shabbat. Now he holds the Ben Ish Chai, v'gam b'yom Shabbat b'boker. It's better to go to mikveh again in the morning of Shabbat itself, to go twice, once before Shabbat and once on the morning Shacharit. Tov yafeh v'od netbol, because now you have a new neshama coming on Shabbat. You have more kiddush of the Shabbat day. The tosefet of the day is bigger than the night. Okay, so especially if he's tamer from the night, or the world, so it's better for him to go during the day. So therefore, to have the custom in Hag, Hasidim Ba'alei HaKodesh, Litbol B'Sha'arit Shel Shabbat Shtayim. They dip twice, one to get the Tum'ah off, and number two to accept the Kiddushah. Some go five again, these are all different customs over here. But again, it is proper at least to try to go from time to time to the Mikveh on Erev Shabbat Lefahot. It's good, it brings a different Shabbat in. Even just from the fact that you toiled for the Shabbat, it makes the Kiddushah on a higher level.